Yes, sir. So my name is Ken Webb, and I'm calling you on behalf of American Senior Care. How are you doing today?
Why are you calling me on American Senior Care?
Well, so this call is to let you know of final expense life insurance that has just been approved in your state, Florida. This life insurance is designed to cover all of the funeral expenses as well. Now today, I've got one of the licensed professional on the phone, sir. They will quickly provide you with a quote and will help you better understand this plan, okay?
Okay, do that.
Perfect. So just to confirm that you do qualify, sir, how old are you?
I'm 67.
67, wonderful. And on which plan would you like to receive the quote? Plan of 5, 10, or 20 grand in the coverage or more?
A 5 is a plenty.
Mm-hmm. So 10 would be good?
5 is plenty.
Oh, okay, 5. I'm sorry, I couldn't get you. Perfect. This is Ronald Birch I'm talking to, right?
That's exactly right.
Perfect. And Ronald, you're...
I'll tell you what, you said 10. Go ahead and make it 10.
Sure. Well, the reason I ask you for 10 is just that, the cost of a normal funeral along with the service in 2019 is $9,800 approximately. So, I mean, we will show you a quote on 5 and 10 both, and we will see which one fits your budget and which one is the most beneficial, okay?
Right.
Perfect. Now, just to confirm, sir, I believe you don't have any major medical conditions, right?
Well, I'm 67 years old. I take blood pressure medicine.
Mm-hmm. That's not a major medical condition. Well, God bless you with that, and may you get well soon for the blood pressure. Don't worry about that part, sir. Now, I believe you're a non-smoker.
I haven't smoked in 15 years.
That's wonderful, sir. God bless you. And what is your height and weight?
I'm 6 foot even, and I weigh 260.
6 foot even and 260 pounds. Wonderful. You've got a great shape. Perfect. That is all the information I needed to get you a quote here, sir. Stay on the phone for just a few seconds. Do not hang up the call. I'll be right back with a licensed agent in your state, Florida, to give you a ballpark quote, okay?
Thank you.
Perfect. Stay to the phone. I'll be back.
Yes, my name is Tim, and I'm calling you.
Hello?
Ken.
Yes, sir. This is Ken, and I've got Ronald. Yes, this is Ken, and I've got Ronald Birch on the phone. He's in the state of Florida. His zip code is 32216. Phone number is 904-733-2742. 67 years old, looking for a 10,000 quote. He's a non-smoker and no major medical conditions except blood pressure.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Let me grab it. Hey, Ron?
Yes.
Thank you so much for staying on the phone, sir. I've got my licensed professional on the line with me, sir. He will go ahead and we'll quickly help you better understand this plan and we'll answer any questions or queries you may have, sir. So feel free to ask any questions and any concerns you may have. You both have a great day. Thank you both.
Thank you much.
Hi, Ron. My name's Dan Millard. I'm a licensed field underwriter in Florida. I'll be helping you out today.
Okay.
My colleague had mentioned you were looking for more information on state-approved coverage to take care of your family.
Well, I wasn't looking. He called me and sort of interested me in a little bit. Could get for final expenses for a quote for over $10,000 worth of final expenses.
Okay, not a problem. That's great. I can help you out with that. Just to let you know that all life insurance carriers these days require electronic payments be set up. This means no one else, not even your agent, will ever receive any money from you. The payment's set up directly between you and the insurance company. So assuming we could find you the right coverage today or a little bit down the road, you do have a bank account and all that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a pen and a piece of paper? I'd like to give you my name and my license number so you know who you're talking to.
Oh, hold on 1 second. I was lying down. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, my first name is Dan, D-A-N.
Yes, sir.
And my last name is spelled M as in Mary, I-L-L-A-R-D as in Dan, Millard.
Uh-huh.
And my license number is W54-6676.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I got the W54-6676. Gotcha. That's almost my address. 6775.
Oh yeah. All right. So you live in Jacksonville, right, or thereabouts?
Yes, Jacksonville, Florida.
I'm familiar with it. Lived there for 5 years. Okay. Ron, let me share with you exactly what my job is. There are over 130 different companies out there that offer these type of products, and I shop through all of them. Cost is the number one thing I look for, along with some other very important factors. They need to be present, like the history of the company. You know, we want to make sure they've been around a long time. And the rating of the company is very important. All insurance companies are rated by a company called AM Best Institution. This is in the public domain. And we only use A-rated companies because this guarantees strength, stability, and most important, claims-paying ability. So my only goal is to narrow down those choices to the best coverage at the most affordable price for your personal situation. And I've been doing this a while now, and over the years I've learned that just by asking a few specific questions, I can usually find the very best option for you within a few minutes. So does that sound fair?
It does.
Okay. Are you married, Ron?
I am not married. I am divorced.
Welcome to the club.
I was married for 31 years. Can you join that club?
No, I was married exactly half that. But, yeah, I think long enough to at times say I can feel your pain. But, yeah, did you guys have kids together?
We have two grown kids. One's 37, one's 40. Would have been 41.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did they pass?
Lost her to a massive heart attack.
Oh, gosh.
Mighty young.
That, Ron. All right. Well, so are you familiar with, do you currently have any kind of policies at all?
Yeah, I have a policy right now with AmeriLife, $14,000 policy.
Life, okay. And that's whole life?
That's whole life, yes.
Okay. How long you had that?
As a matter of fact, I got it during the new sign-up time. He also helped me with my Medicare. When is that due? That's in December, isn't it, when you do that?
Open and close. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he helped me in December of both years when I turned 65, then when I went to 66, and I'm now 67.
67, I'm sorry. Who did you say that was? Who helped you out?
AmeriLife.
Okay.
The man's name is Aji.
Okay. All right. Well, these plans are state-approved plans. They're meant to potentially cover several things. They're designed to pay for your final expenses, like your funeral service, also pay any leftover debts, and they can just be used to leave money behind to your loved ones after you're gone. So they pay out tax-free directly to your beneficiaries, typically within 48 hours after you pass. So your family isn't burdened with any financial stress.
Yeah,
And best of all, it's permanent coverage. So it's designed to take you to the finish line. So knowing that these plans can cover more than just a funeral, what would you be looking to protect with the policy, Ron?
You know, I would like to get a quote from you. I don't want to throw numbers out there. If you can give me a quote, we can work.
Okay. Well, all insurance is based on your age, obviously, and your health.
Okay.
So as a field underwriter, it's my job to see which plans you can qualify for today because not everybody does.
Okay.
So I'll just ask you a few health questions, review any kind of medications you might be on to see what you're eligible for, okay?
The only medications I take is a blood pressure medication.
That's okay. That's good. So you've had no history of cancer, kidney, or liver disease?
No, sir. My health is great. Goodness.
Okay. And no lung conditions that require the use of oxygen or anything like that?
No.
Okay. That's good. So let's see. What I will do is put your information in, and like I said, we'll run through a lot of different carriers, so it'll just take a minute or so, and see what we can come back with for you. So non-smoker, that's good. That always makes it less expensive.
Yeah, I mean, I quit smoking, I quit alcohol, and I quit cannabis the very same minute.
Seriously, what brought that about? It sounded like an epiphany.
I have a niece that I cared a lot for that asked me to do it, so I did it for her.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, I used to smoke cigars. And my daughter became very upset with me, and I did the same thing. I quit drinking years ago.
I tried cigars. I tried snuff. I tried the pipe. I tried about everything, and nothing was no good but the cigarettes. So finally,
yeah,
got rid of them.
I mean, once you get addicted to the nicotine, nothing is a substitute. But, okay, let's see, they're starting to come in right now. Alright, yeah, there's a handful of carriers I take my healthy clients to. Because like I said, most people, I can assure you, most people in their 60s are not as healthy as you are. So there's always some that we have that, you know, we have a variety of carriers. We take a variety of different people to, but it looks like, let's see, Mutual of Omaha, okay, Prosperity is about right there. Okay, it looks like the least expensive would be Liberty Bankers Life Insurance Company. They're a good company. They've been around a long time. They're one of the companies I mentioned. Yeah, I mentioned earlier. Okay, and for preferred, you would qualify for a preferred rate, and let me give you just three options on that. Tell me if any of these look like they work for you, Ron.
Okay.
Also, with Liberty, one thing I like about them is their plans include at no additional cost an accelerated benefit rider. And this simply means that if you ever have a terminal or chronic illness, like cancer or Alzheimer's, and as far as chronic illnesses go as well, if you just can't do two of the six daily functions of everyday living, you know, eating, bathing, dressing yourself, all that, without some kind of assistance, either, you know, through a nurse or someone else, it will pay you half of your death benefit just as if you died, if you so elect. A lot of people use this for bills they incur for that. But that, like I said, that comes at no Yeah, that comes at no additional cost.
I think that was a great idea, especially the ones that let them go ahead and cash their money out if they're terminal and they can go ahead and get their. I thought that was wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. It's fairly new, actually. This policy also, you know, builds cash value or equity. So if you ever have any emergencies down the road, you can, you know, have access to that cash. And as I'd mentioned, it never goes away. A lot of the insurance you see advertised goes away at 75 or 80, or it goes up dramatically in price. So this is guaranteed. The amount will never go down, and your payment will never increase. So based on everything we discussed and your good health, like I said, Liberty Bankers, let me give you three different quotes here. For $12,000 of coverage for a non-smoker male, 67, I could get that. And also that would comes with a accidental death benefit rider too. So for... let's see, make sure that we have that here. Accidental death. Yep. That would be $77 a month. And like I said, that would be $24,000 if you were to die in an accident. And for a $10,000.
That's not going to change me from where I am. I can't remember if it's 14 or 19, but $14,000 now for $89. So.
Yeah, well, I would not recommend, that's why I asked you how long you had that policy. If you've had a policy for a long time, I am not recommending you replace that. This would be additional coverage that, you know, you could set aside this money for a loved one, set aside this just for your funeral expenses, because we find that funeral costs run between $8,000 and $10,000. And if you don't have, for instance, one reason I feel very strongly about this is my aunt died last year. Now, she had no insurance whatsoever, and the only family left was my mom and dad, my brothers, and my brother and me. And so we had to write a check for that.
Right.
Also, most of us don't die in our sleep of a heart attack in our beds. You know, we usually incur a lot of costs, and, you know, Medicare usually does not kick in until we're down to our last $1,500 of cash. So this can pay for, you know, either your funeral costs, because my aunt's funeral actually ran, I think it was a little over $11,000, which we had to just write a check for, which was painful.
And I feel for you, because when my wife's father passed, they didn't have any insurance, so we had to go. And, you know, at need is a whole lot more expensive than if you buy it a couple of months ahead of time.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. And that's, like I said, that's why I asked you when you had, you took out your current policy, because the older we get, I tell young people, say a 30-year-old who will ask me how much insurance should he or she have, I'll say, get as much as you possibly can afford, because I can assure you the difference between the cost of a 30 and a 40-year-old is not nearly as much as it is between a 60 and a 70-year-old. The older we get each year, it makes a massive difference. So if you've had that other policy for a long time, I am not recommending that you get rid of that at all. Please hold on to that. Because you've qualified for it, and it's based on you being a younger man. This would be additional money.
But But I've got that much money invested in it, so I'm going to stay there.
Yeah.
Do you just handle in life insurance?
We also work with some health insurance as well.
What I'm looking for is some kind of insurance for extended living if I get to where I'm not able to take care of myself. Is there such a policy for that?
There is. It's not something I deal with. I used to have one on myself. And then I thought, as insurance has evolved and you have the living benefits, that is when I had mentioned when people cannot, pay or cannot do two of the six daily functions, that's typically what we find they access the money to. So it's another reason to have another policy.
$12,000 wouldn't last very long.
Yeah, I mean, you would need a larger policy, but it would also, pay your other bills as well. So that's why I say to young people, get as much insurance as you can afford, because you're not losing money on it. If God forbid you ever need it, it's there for your loved ones, and everybody's needs are different. That's why I ask the questions. If you have children, people who have, no children have a different perspective than people that, and I talk to a lot of people who are divorced and no children. They just want to make sure that their brother or sister or whomever that they have talked to about taking care of their final expenses. Like my little brother, we have an agreement that he will take care of my funeral arrangements if I go before him and vice versa, but we also said that we would take care of this. We would make sure that neither one of us had to write a check to put the other carcass in the dirt. So you said you currently have the AmeriLife and it was $14,000 of coverage, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and how much did you say you pay for that?
I pay $87.
87, okay. And you've had that for a couple of years?
For 2 years, yeah. Ever since I got on Medicare.
Okay. And that's 14. And does that have, it does have, I think you mentioned it has the living benefits to it and the accidental death coverage?
Yes, sir. That's what helped me buy it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're talking about the same with both of those.
Yeah, it's the same penny for penny. I've just in my head, I've always been pretty good with numbers in my head, but that's pretty close to penny for penny.
Yeah, it really is. It's when a dollar $14,000 of Liberty Bankers is $89 a month. So 2 years later. So if you got 2 years ago, it would have been a little bit less money. But again, this would be additional insurance. So you could have one that would pay for your final expenses and one if you wanted to leave some money behind to your child.
Well, I'm going to check on my with my cash flow that I can get out. And, Mr. Millard, I will get back with you on this.
I tell you what, I'm on the... Okay, yeah, I'd love to talk to you again. I understand. I never want my...